Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of January 2018, and this is the 736th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm walking up on Loch Lofty, and I've just been exploring so much that there are junctions now where I once thought there was just one road to follow. So I've just passed what I think of my three-point options. And of course, each of those routes allows other options. I've walked straight on from that on the old route to the point of two options. and two further options, I should say. And I know which one I'm going to take. I'm going to take the old route again, which is the same, which is the main path. Because I am going to go and have a little explore round the one that I was doing in the winter that goes through much denser bush. I'm not going on a long walk today. It's a bit late for a walk. It's nearly 20 past. Well, it's after nine and the sun will get hot soon. At the moment, it's just very humid. But I thought I would get a walk in, get as much walking in as I can and raise my spirits a bit. They're a bit flabby at the moment. And I think part of it is this long weekend coming when everything's closed and I'm not likely to see anybody, and it's going to be very hot as well. So walking is what gets me into a much, much better state of being. So I'm now past the point of two options. I'm about to reach another point of two options. It's made me realise how many choices there are and how many choices I make every day, even when I'm not writing. Sometimes it feels very clear which route I'm going to take. And sometimes it doesn't. And the reason that I'm going round to the the denser bush is not because I want to walk too far into it. I don't think that's a very good idea at the moment. Hello, sorry. But because I bumped into someone yesterday on their way to a Burns night, who said he'd followed my instructions, but that all the markers had disappeared and he'd got lost. So I just want to check and see, first of all, whether he missed the markers and they are still there. If he didn't, if they have been taken down, then I'd like to see how much I can remember of the route without the markers. I'm really enjoying some clip-on sunglasses that I've got. I got them a couple of days ago. No, a week ago it must have been. And I hadn't worn sunglasses for decades. And then someone said that it really softened the light, and sometimes that made things much less stressful. And I must say, I was given the choice of bluish clip-ons or brownish clip-ons, and the bluish ones felt sort of really cool, which I thought would be lovely on a hot day. But the yellow ones, or brownish ones, really softened everything. So I ended up choosing the brownish ones. I think I made the right choice. It feels like such an old-fashioned thing, clip-on sunglasses. I can remember my dad having them. And how dorky later, how people later thought they were really dorky. But they function well. And I can just click them up when I want to see things through normal light. Maybe I should get some rose-tinged ones as well. Oh, the sun has come out now. I think it'll be hat. I'll have to put my hat on. I look up when sun protection is needed from on the website, and it's in 5 minutes. But very precise. I'm not sure that it needs to be quite that precise, but it's at least good to have a ballpark figure. Quite a lot of small bird peeping around in the distance. It would be lovely to see some more blue wrens. Maybe I will. Yes, definitely hatch time now. I might just pause this for a little while I rummage in my bag. I've just come past the route that I'm planning to take and veered off to the left, because one of the things I was told about on this, when I bumped into these people yesterday, was that there was a little space where there were a whole collection of, what are they called, I suppose, log huts. They're more like igloos, really, or tents. And I'd never seen them before. I mean, I thought she meant they were somewhere really remote, but I've just found them now, and they're very lovely. I'm trying to work out a way of seeing them. I'm now sitting inside the hut, looking out. It's rather nice. It's quite cool. Sorry, I have to pause this again. This is going to be very stop and start. It was quite difficult to get into this hut. The entry isn't very big, and I'm not really very supple. But I can see the sun coming through the the gaps. It still feels very sheltered. I don't think it would be terribly good in rain, but it's deep enough to sleep someone, although it would be quite uncomfortable. There are a lot of rocks embedded in it. But it's certainly long enough to sleep under. I don't know whether I'd have the courage to do that. Come up here one night and lie down. I suspect I would think, I would find it a bit spooky, but who knows? And I don't know quite what I would do about these rocks, because nothing you put over them would really, really soften their edges. Maybe I'll just one day bring up something, a flask or something, and have it here. But this is rather a lovely tiny adventure that I hadn't anticipated. Very serene. I can smell the eucalypt. I think it's partly because I'm so low down, that the eucalypt leaves that have fallen off the trees are much closer to my nose, and there's a bit of a dip inside this structure, so I'm even closer to the ground than a sitting position. I can imagine hermiting here. It's not something that I want to do this minute, but I'm just thinking this would be a really good space to come and sit and recoup. I'm not going to do it now because I have a few things that I do need to do when I get back. And they're on my mind, so I don't feel as if I can quite enter into it properly. And I'd love to come here with the intention of being here. So that's a rather, rather nice surprise. Anyway, I'm going to pause you again. I hope you don't mind this stopping and starting, and go up to do the exploration that I said I was going to do before. So go back to one of the forks when I split off to do this one. Okay, I'm at the beginning of the dense bush, and the first markers are there, and a second, and I can see a third. Let's just see what happens next. It is a lovely bit of bush here, really lovely. If a bit hard to navigate, a rough path that sometimes doesn't seem like a path. I've seen another marker. I can hear a bit more bird life in here too. And just coming here, I faced a potoroo and a wallaby. I think these areas where there aren't quite so many people, they tend to gather. Although they're getting pretty bold along the fringes of the bush, they're coming closer and closer into the built-up areas. Now I'm at the place where I think he may have got confused, but the marker is still here, so maybe I haven't got to the point where he got lost. There's a sharp right-hand turn that goes quite steeply up the hill. I'm just negotiating now. Yep, another marker. I think he missed a marker. Might end up doing the entire walk if actually he didn't. He just missed a marker rather than them having disappeared. Ah, it's lovely. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I'm not going to follow them all the way because I don't want to go through the kangaroo grass. It's hard to see what might be hiding there. But it's a lovely little walk. Until we get to that point. No, markers are still here. Don't know if you heard that thud, it was probably a wallaby. I'm now on quite a steep slope, so when I'm looking ahead, I'm seeing the crowns of trees. And it's getting hot. It is getting hot. So I think, yes, I'll get to the kangaroo grass and then I'll turn back. I don't think he can possibly have come this far. And I've described it the way he did. Okay, here is the kangaroo grass. And so here is my stopping point. Very lovely just to have done this bit of walk with far more variety of tree, a much older part of the Knocklofty Reserve. There's a lovely breeze as well here, and because it's so dense, it's cooler as well. I'm really going to pause now, and I will talk to you later when I get home or later in the day. But meanwhile, I hope you're having a lovely morning or evening or afternoon. talk to you later. Hello, it's mid-afternoon and I've just come out of the cafe for the last customer before they closed. I've done a little bit of work in there, sitting next to their air conditioner, so it was lovely, and I did get a little bit of work done. Not very much, but on the right track. And now I'm standing in the breeze underneath an oak tree, a rather more mature oak tree than mine, and a completely different kind. It's got its leaves are quite pointy, whereas the tree in my garden has curved leaves. So I don't know, it's probably called something else, but it's a lovely big sheltering tree in the street just around the corner from the cafe. And I think that is the answer, really, on a day like today. It's so warm, I can smell the tarmac and I can feel the crunch of the dried grass under my feet, the oak trees in a nature strip. So I'm now heading out into the open. One thing I've really noticed about this summer, even though it's been a hot summer, most days there has been some cloud, I mean lovely clouds, rather than totally overcast. And I remember in summers past, that sometimes the sky was just blue and cloudless for months and months and months, which I found oppressive. I know that sounds weird, but there's something gentling about clouds, about fluffy white clouds especially, and those are the ones we've got today. It's not mega hot today, it's 26, but still quite biting. And my house really has warmed up over the last few days, so I don't sort of go inside to a coolness anymore. So I'm just trying to think what my best move is for the rest of the afternoon. Whether to go outside or go into my bedroom with its air conditioning. A bit dangerous. Somebody doing a U-turn into my drive. Everything really is looking a bit parched underfoot. Gosh, I can see some of my plants wilting. I only watered them last night, but I might have to do it again. Gosh, and home again. Well, it is a bit cooler inside than out. That's good. I'll take my hat off and my backpack. There. No, I just feel like sitting down. It's terrible. I've been sitting down for the last hour, but I still feel like sitting down. I do hope that you're having a good day today, that you've been able to... that you've been able to enjoy the things that you most enjoy doing, or thinking about them, or planning them, or just playing with the ideas of them if you're not actually doing it. I do really like writing a bit each day, even if it's not very much, just keeping it ticking over. And I've done a bit today, and I'll do a bit more this evening. So that feels good. And I do feel that after my walk this morning, my mood lifted a lot. And I realised that one of the things that has made me edgy at the moment, and especially around the hotter weather, is that I've been sitting down doing quite a lot of planning recently, and planning with an awareness of what the weather's going to be like, so that I can work out what to do accordingly, things that are appropriate for the weather. But it makes me more aware of it and less able to be in the now. I keep thinking of Eckhart Tolle and the power of now, and it's so easy to allow one's mind to already feel something that you don't look forward to in the future, rather than resting in the absolute present. It's also easy to go over things in the past, but I think with me it's often the future. And yet, you know, looking at that future, I can again look at Monday, and it's going to be cooler on Monday. So there's something about that middle blip. But while I was at the cafe, I bumped into someone, and I think we will go to the cinema on Sunday, Saturday, and take in a film. It's not necessarily cool there, but it is at least distracting, and we can have an ice cream. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.